Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, January 30th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, Apple yesterday reported its fiscal Q1 2026 earnings, covering the lucrative holiday quarter of October, November, and December. Perhaps unsurprisingly, it was a record-breaking quarter for Apple, reporting revenue of $143.7 billion, an increase of 16% year-over-year. Apple had also predicted revenue growth of between 10 and 12%, so it crushed those expectations. The results were largely driven by the success of the iPhone 17 lineup, and it was the best-ever quarter for the iPhone in terms of revenue. Apple no longer reports unit sales for any of its product categories, but it does report overall revenue per category. The iPhone generated $85.3 billion, an increase of 23% year-over-year. The Mac generated $8.4 billion, down 7% year-over-year. The iPad generated $8.5 billion, an increase of 6%. Wearables revenue was down 2%. To $11.5 billion, and services revenue hit a new record of $30 billion, an increase of 14%. Earnings per share came in at $2.84, and net profit came in at $42.1 billion. The other notable statistic from Apple's earnings release is that Apple hit a new milestone in terms of its installed base. The company says it now has more than 2.5 billion active devices around the world. You can hit the link in the show notes for our full coverage of Apple's earnings report, including some handy charts showing you the growth over the last few years. Next up today, Apple has discontinued the iPhone upgrade program in the United Kingdom. In an update to its website, the company says it is starting a new chapter for upgrades in the UK and that the iPhone upgrade program is coming to an end. Apple says that current iPhone upgrade program subscribers don't need to do anything right now. Just keep making their remaining payments. In place of the iPhone upgrade program, Apple has launched something called a flexible finance account in the UK in partnership with Creation, a Belfast-based consumer finance company. The flexible finance account, as described by Apple, is a line of credit that lets you spread out the cost of your next Apple device, and it's available exclusively at the Apple Store. It offers multiple financing options, including a 20-month plan that lets you upgrade after 11 monthly payments every year, so you can join and get a new iPhone every year as long as you keep making those payments. There's also a 30-month plan that lets you upgrade after 23 monthly payments, so you get an iPhone every 2 years. There are a few differences compared to the iPhone upgrade program. First, the upgrade program was backed by Barclays, so this represents a change in partnership from Apple. And unlike the iPhone upgrade program, the flexible finance account does not bundle AppleCare. Apple has some examples of monthly pricing and what you can expect in terms of interest rates at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. If you're someone who loves being organized and checking things off, you need to try Stuff. It's designed to make capturing tasks as easy and frictionless as possible to help you keep your momentum and get things done. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or even using the camera, and Stuff turns them into actionable tasks right away. And lists in Stuff are built like completable projects, so whether you're planning a trip, starting a business, or working towards a big goal, you can break it down step by step and watch it take shape. Download Stuff for free today at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. You can get 50% off your first year of extra Stuff with code 9TO5 at checkout. Get Stuff done and start enjoying your to-do lists again. My thanks to Stuff for sponsoring the show. Running out today, Apple has acquired an Israel-based AI startup called QAI, according to a new report from the Financial Times. The report says the deal is valued at close to $2 billion, making it one of Apple's largest acquisitions ever. In a statement, Johnny Cerugi, Apple's Senior Vice President of Hardware Technologies, said, quote, QAI is a remarkable company that is pioneering new and creative ways to use imaging and machine learning. We're thrilled to acquire the company with Aviad at the helm and are even more excited for what's to come. Reuters reports that QAI's founding team will join Apple, including CEO Aviad Meizelz. Notably, this is now the second company that Meizelz has sold to Apple, following a deal for PrimeSense for $345 million back in 2013. QAI is a startup developing a technology to analyze facial expressions and other ways for communication. The company has largely operated in secret since being founded in 2022. Its website simply says, quote, "In a world full of noise, we craft a new kind of quiet," end quote. Based on patent filings, QAI has built machine learning technology for audio and silent voice input, including systems designed to understand to improve communication in noisy or difficult environments. The company has also researched tech that interprets microfacial movements and expressions to communicate without making audible sound. Outside of Saruji's statement, Apple hasn't commented on its acquisition of QAI. It's worth noting, however, that it's exceedingly rare for Apple to confirm an acquisition like this. Generally, the company only vaguely responds to these reports by saying it buys smaller technology companies from time to time. The direct confirmation of the QAI deal for Apple is likely an effect of the magnitude of the purchase. Apple's largest acquisition ever was Beats for $3 billion in 2014. Based on publicly available information, this acquisition of QAI is Apple's second largest deal ever. There are countless ways Apple can incorporate QAI's technology into its products. A silent voice input system could have implications for wearables like AirPods, Apple Watch, and Vision Pro. Apple is also reportedly working on an AI pin of some sort, alongside smart glasses and AirPods with built-in cameras. Apple's thinking is probably that QAI's technology could have an impact on all of those products. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.